1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is one of my favorite guests, and that's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. If you do not read his articles at newswithviews.com, you should, and you can go there and go to the head page or the lead page over in the far left, and you'll see references to Dr. Cuddy. Click on that, and you can pick up all of his old articles. Well worthwhile compiling. Now, we do carry some of them in book form. I think 5 to 15 of his mental health screening is in one book put out by the Southwest Radio Church. We carry that. The first 5 of the essays are available in pamphlet form. We carry that as well. But right now, we're going to be talking to Dr. Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I thought since this was the anniversary of 9/11, we'd look at that.
All right, fine. Well, let's look at that. And, you know, it's fascinating. Now the pressure that's being put on Dr. Stephen Jones, who was a professor of physics at Brigham Young University, he's actually been put on administrative leave as punishment for the fact that he dared to come out and express concern about the official government party line. And we'd like to know who it is who's putting pressure on Brigham Young University to silence Dr. Jones, who is a very, very credible physicist, who points out there is no way that those buildings could have come down in such an orderly fashion, you know, pulverizing all the cement, you know, in such a rapid rate. I mean, there certainly would be some resistance from the massive steel infrastructure, and yet there wasn't any. Would you pick up the story there?
Sure. There was a recent conference where he was present. And California, Alex Jones and Tarpley and some others who've come out with recent findings and books and so on that cast doubt upon the official explanation. What he says about the thermate, which is a variation on thermite, and you actually have the video of this liquid molten coming down, and then at the bottom he says they had a pool of this molten metal, and they analyzed it, and people thought it was the plains metal or something else. They said no, it has it's not that sort of chemical consistency to it. It really fits this thermate derivative. All of those are questions that need to be answered, and the government is not answering them. I would offer a caution, and it's not about what he says. It's just that I have somewhat different view from a lot of people on how the power elite works these things. My own theory is they always try and have what's called plausible denial, and so they will keep themselves one step removed from any event, whether it's 9/11 or anything else. And, you know, they don't call up 19 hijackers. They create situations from which there's a reaction, and then they use the reaction to further their agenda. And so what I tend to look at things, it's like the Middle East. I was talking to one of our mutual friends, Dr. Stan, yesterday, John Leffler, and he had his friend Avi on, an older gentleman whose wife works with the Israeli government, and they were talking about the Israeli conflict with Hezbollah and so on. And I said, I made a suggestion for him to tell Avi. I said, look, you know, that's fine, and what he says is correct, and that's what's going on, but I said, one needs to not just look at what's obvious, like, okay, Hezbollah launches the rockets, the Israelis respond, and this is some sort of a Middle East conflict with radical Muslims. So I said, if you start with an assumption that there is this power elite overlaying things, then you also need to look at whatever it is, whether it's the Middle East conflict in terms of how might the power elite use that or manipulate that or whatever you want to call it to further their agenda. And so when I look at a, quote, conspiracy, whether it's 9/11 or anything else, One of the things I do is I try and put myself in their shoes, the conspirators, say, now how would I do this? And one of the first things you have to remember is that any conspiracy, quote-unquote, will have as part of it disinformation. Now, I'm not saying there's any particular person putting out any theory who is part of this disinformation. I'm just saying always keep in the back of your mind that when you look at an array of information or theories or possibilities, always look at the possibility that there's some sort of disinformation. It's like in the old Western movies, you know, the bad guys move out and then the villain who's really behind things, you know, the guy with the mustache and the black hat and all, is standing on the porch and the sheriff comes up and said, did you see them? You know, and he says, oh yeah, he was wearing a brown shirt and he went west, you know, when actually they went east and they weren't wearing a brown shirt. So the point is, don't take anything at face value. Remember, it's always good to ask questions, such as Stephen Jones is asking, you know, how come this metal, molten metal, doesn't have the chemical ingredients for the plane and so forth? How come it's more like the thermite? How come we see this liquid molten coming down? How come we, you know, all of those questions. Same thing with the Pentagon. You know, how come the big plane can fit in the little hole? About a half an hour later, you know, the facade is weakened and it collapses, and that's what most people see. But in the beginning, you just had this small hole. And so it's perfectly legitimate to ask and demand answers from the government of these questions. But always go through the possibility, go back and forth, back and forth. You know, don't say, aha, this doesn't make sense, it's a conspiracy. Look at why there may not be. And then challenge that as well. Just, you know, go back and forth. For example, on building collapses. Now, I'm not saying this is what happened, but on building collapses, if you have a let's say you construct your own little wooden structure, and you place a heavy metal ball on the top of the structure, and you just place it there, and the ball's too heavy, and the building goes boom, 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 and it collapses, all right? If you place a heavy metal ball not on it gently, but up above it, and you drop it, the building will collapse faster, simply because there's velocity. You know, it's like a bullet going through something is going to go quicker than your finger, and so on. So calculate all of those things, and then ask questions and demand answers. For example, on the Pentagon, to me, it looks suspicious because there's this, you know, big plane going on this small hole, and there's no parts outside. Also, what's curious is if you listen to some eyewitness reports, they'll say, well, before the plane or whatever hit, I heard this helicopter. Well, you know, what was that helicopter doing there? And we'll pick up later.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Kelly.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, Dr. Cuddy is talking about, well, the buildings coming down. Please proceed.
Okay. All I'm doing, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I'm extremely suspicious of all this. The World Trade Center coming down, Building 7 and the Pentagon and so forth. All I'm saying is you need to do certain things before you say, aha, you know, there is this inside governmental specific person's name conspiracy and they did it. In terms of the Pentagon, like I said, it's a very suspicious big plane and small hole. What's this helicopter doing circling the building beforehand? If, you know, if it was a military helicopter, how come it didn't stop the plane and so on? But you also need to at least look for explanations. For example, there are websites. Now, if the websites are not PSYOPs, Pentagon disinformation, which it could be, New York has Fort Hamilton and a couple of other forts, at least. You could have it there on standby alert. And, you know, here comes something suspicious. You call them. They go up to the World Trade Center. They hit the plane with the rockets or missiles or whatever. End of story. But they didn't do that. And so all of these things lead one to believe that even if there weren't some, quote, conspiracy, there's certainly incompetence. And then when nobody's fired, I mean, there's no accountability or responsibility for this incompetence that feeds this. One thing, however, that hasn't been mentioned a lot, and I wanted to just go through it because for some reason the press and media doesn't want to pursue this, is this notion of Pakistan. And Pakistan is fairly interesting in this regard. They've just sort of made peace with northwestern Pakistan and the tribal leaders and warlords there, that they're not going to pursue Osama bin Laden if diligently anymore, because it's a very fragile situation. A lot of the support of Osama bin Laden comes from that region, and it's a very tentative hold that the military ruler has on that country, and we don't press them, even though we said, you know, you're either with us or against us, because if Musharraf is toppled, you know, that means the radical Muslims have the atomic bomb and all that that implies. And so Pakistan's interesting for another reason, which you also did not see on this miniseries. And let me just go through a chain of events here. What you have is, on September 4th, the Pakistani intelligence chief, General Mahmoud Ahmad, he arrives in Washington after having visited not long before. Now, that's important. You know, here he is, makes this long trip just 3 months or so before, has all these conferences, and lo and behold, he's back in 3 months. One would have to assume that he had new information. I mean, why would he make this big trip and stay 2 weeks if he'd already been here recently? You know, not a year or two before, but just a few months before. Okay. Remember, secondly, that the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, created al-Qaeda's protector, the Taliban. They created the Taliban. Also remember that the CIA worked very, very closely with the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence. Most of our covert operations in that part of the world are run through the ISI in cooperation with them. All right. Now, not long before his arrival, General Ahmad has $100,000 wired to Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of 9/11. Sounds very suspicious, doesn't it? Right. It should be investigated. The press should dig into it. No, they don't do that. Okay. Now, remember, that's the 4th. September the 4th, he arrives. 2 days later, at a high school in Brooklyn, you know, this is where the blind sheikh is holed up, who had a great deal to do with the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. 2 days later, September 6th, there's this class in New Utrecht High School, and this Pakistani boy, he's a freshman there, and there's a lot of Pakistani immigrants there. He stands up, and it's a heated discussion. He points out the window and says, you see those buildings, the World Trade Center towers, they, quote, won't be standing there next week, end quote. Again, a Pakistani boy, Pakistani immigrant class, here we are in Brooklyn, you know, not Yonkers, not Queens, Brooklyn, where the blind sheikh is. Okay, now moving forward on September 10th, this is before 9/11, a Pakistani newspaper, The News is what it's called, reported that General Ahmad, here's the quote, quote, week-long, now before 9/11, right, so they're not suspicious of, you know, who attacked whatever, for what reason, quote, Ahmad's, quote, week-long presence in Washington has triggered speculation about the agenda of his mysterious meetings at the Pentagon and National Security Council, end quote. Now, he meets with the State Department, you know, and others later, but before then, Pentagon, National Security Council. Okay, so I filed a Freedom of Information request with the Department of Defense, the Pentagon. And after a lot of hemming and hawing, and they're still hemming and hawing over some of this, I was told that there was a document regarding one of the high-level Pentagon officials about whom I had been inquiring that said, quote, here's information on your upcoming meeting with General Ahmad, end quote. Okay, so here we have this, the top Pentagon official meeting with Ahmad before 9/11, not after, before 9/11. All right, on that same day, September 10th, according to Newsweek, and I've mentioned this before, the Newsweek was September 13th, and then again on the 24th, said the same thing. On that day, September 10th, quote, a particularly urgent warning may have been received the night before the attacks, and a group of top Pentagon officials suddenly canceled travel plans for the next morning, apparently because of security concerns, end quote. And we'll pick up later.
All right, fine.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we are, of course, talking about what happened that morning. So go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure. I was mentioning September 10th, according to Newsweek, right after 9/11, a couple of times. It said on the 10th, quote, a particularly urgent warning may have been received the night before the attacks, and a group of top Pentagon officials suddenly canceled travel plans for the next morning, apparently because of security concerns.
Could I just mention that that notation to Newsweek on the 13th, that was their internet site, wasn't it?
Right.
The 24th, people can go to their library and get the Newsweek magazine for the 24th of September, and there's the article.
Right. The reason that it's important that they were saying the same thing both times is this. I've gotten into a discussion with the fellow doing my freedom of information request at the Pentagon, and he seems to be a nice enough fellow. I think he's, you know, not leading me around in a circle here, although there are these delays. But he was indicating, you know, well, these magazines, they could get information wrong and so forth, and that's fine, you know, it's possible. But the reason it's important that this was the 13th and then the 24th is, as I would tell him and anybody else, look, you know, let's try and be real about this. If Newsweek on the 13th says there's these top Pentagon officials getting information and canceling their travel plans for the next morning, surely you would think within a day or two, if not Rumsfeld, some, you know, the press office at the Pentagon would call him up, because it's Newsweek, you know, it's not some small little dinky thing, and say, look, we've checked it, you're wrong, either retract your story or, you know, stop telling this falsehood and so on. You would expect something like that to happen. All right, so I asked myself, you know, realistically, therefore, if I'm Newsweek and the editors and the Pentagon has told me I got false info, I'd be back to that reporter, you know, really quickly and say, you know, who are your sources? Let's double check it. Let's triple check it. Let's have our legal department going, you know, and so on and so on. And so for me, as an editor of Newsweek, to on the 24th, 11 days later, come out with the same story again, you got to figure they're pretty sure about their information, so chances are really good that this really this really did happen. And so a couple of things are important about that. Remember, it's not a week before, it's an urgent warning may have been received the night before the attacks, and then the top Pentagon officials suddenly cancel their travel plans for the next morning, you know, not 2 days, not the rest of the week, but just the next morning, apparently because of security concerns. All right, why is the night before important? Well, as we've mentioned before, that same night, San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who was to fly to New York City the next morning, received a call around, you know, late, 10 p.m. or so, warning him and all Americans about their air travel. Okay, I was on a talk show not long after that, the same talk show as Mayor Brown. They wouldn't let me, you know, directly ask him questions. They put me on first and then him on. But they did ask me if I would ask, if I wanted to ask him something, what would I ask? And so he gave his, you know, usual response, which I would not have let just stay there. Unfortunately, the host just let it stay there. But what he said was, oh, yeah, I got the call. Yeah, it was late at night. I've gotten calls like that before. He didn't say whether he'd gotten a lot of 10 p.m. calls. calls like that before, so I didn't think it was any big deal until the next morning and what happened. So let's assume that he's right in that. Let's assume that he thought it was a routine FAA warning. You know, they issue warnings and alerts and so on. Most people, I guess Newsweek and everybody else, Mayor Brown, just assume that, right? So what I did is I filed a Freedom of Information request with the FAA, which is now under Homeland Security. And I got a response that they issued no warnings from September 2 through September 11th, maybe before, but I asked for those dates. So if they didn't warn him, and it wasn't a routine FAA warning, that means somebody else did. There's some other source, whoever, some intelligence operative, some conspirator, you know, the CIA, whoever. So it wasn't a routine warning. All right, so that's first of all, fairly interesting. All right, so now what happened? One can develop all kinds of conspiracy theories. I'm going to present a theory, and this is not mine. This is not necessarily what I believe happened, but I'm going to present a theory that shows all these guys as good guys. Now, you know, I think that's highly unlikely, but there's a reason, I'll get to it, why I'm presenting this sort of good guy theory. All right, is it possible that the CIA, which worked closely with the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, asked General Ahmad to infiltrate al-Qaeda? We said we were having trouble. I don't believe it. But, you know, if you accept that, they may have asked, since they're friends with them, to infiltrate al-Qaeda. Let's say Ahmad had that done. Let's say al-Qaeda was sort of suspicious, so the $100,000 was meant to gain their trust. Let's say Osama started trusting him a little, but, you know, not entirely. And so Ahmad learns of a non-date-specific attack for the week of 9/11, you know, September 10th through the rest of the week. And let's say he learned it involved hijacked planes doing something. Okay, so there's an attack the week of 9/11 and hijacked planes doing something. And so he hurries back over here to basically warn us and, you know, check with back and forth with the National Security Council and so on. Okay, is it possible that he warned some of the top Pentagon officials who the night of September 10th received confirmation of an impending attack that week? And so, see, this is why they get all concerned on the night of September 10th, and therefore they cancel their travel plans for 9/11. And, you know, there's this little network of prominent people, and so they call up their friend, Mayor Brown. He's coming to New York and say, you know, Mayor, we've learned such and such. Okay. Is it possible that these Pentagon officials sat around a table and they discussed this, you know, at night and said, well, should we warn the general public? And somebody said, well, you know, if we knew the exact date, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, sure we would, but we don't know the date. If we say, you know, Wednesday and it turns out to be Friday, then nobody will pay attention to us. Plus, we'll shut the country down economically. People all over will be canceling their plane flights and hotel reservations and so on. And then maybe, you know, somebody else chimes in and says, oh, well, you know, so what if there's a plane hijacked and they want to go to Cuba? You know, we've handled that before. We know how to do that. We don't want to cause a nationwide panic, and so they cancel their own plans, but they don't warn the general public. Now, that's a sort of positive, logical scenario. I'm somewhat doubtful that that's what happened, but the point is, let's say that were what happened. My problem is the press and media seem totally disinterested in even finding that out. And that's what bothers me. It bothers me when people say there is no conspiracy involved and they want to shut off questions because that's supposed to be, you know, an inquiry stopper saying, you know, conspiracy, and you're not one of those, and so you're not even supposed to ask questions. Those type of people worry me, the press and media who don't want to even pursue the possibility that there is some positive or at least logical explanation for these people doing certain things. That's what really bothers me, and that's what I think we have to push.
We'll be right back here with Dr. Dennis Kenny.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, please pick up the story.
Sure. The only reason I present that so-called positive explanation of this is that the press and media don't seem interested in it. I remember when I talked to Evan Thomas, the Washington bureau chief of Newsweek afterward, very soon he started throwing the C word out there. Oh, I don't believe in conspiracy and so on. Same thing with this Pentagon fellow who's looking into my freedom of information request. He starts, you know, whenever you get dicey and start really asking some pointed questions, well, I don't, you know, that's a conspiracy, and I, you know, I'm not going to say that, and so on and so on. What they're doing is trying to cut off any questions. And questions are really, really important. I mean, even if you were to support, say, George W. Bush in Iraq, you always ask questions. You know, do we have a plan for getting out of Iraq? Or why are we going in? Do we have a contingency plan if there are insurgents, if there's sectarian violence? What if there's urban guerrilla warfare instead of the usual, you know, Tommy Franks rolling his tanks up the highway from Kuwait to Baghdad? Any responsible government, any responsible military always has questions asked so that they can develop these contingency plans. So people who want to just cut off debate on something, to me, are extremely suspicious. And it's all part of this larger no responsibility. You know, there's a disaster in Iraq, and, you know, no one is held responsible for this. You don't see people. And in 9/11, you have the FBI fellow Dale Watson in charge of security, and you would think somebody did something wrong there. Well, he gets promoted, you know. And the CIA screws up. Well, George Bush is out there shortly after 9/11, and they're all clapping, and he's saying, you did a great job here at the CIA. And I don't really think they did. And so it's all part of this sort of philosophy, like no-fault divorce. You know, nobody's responsible for anything. Johnny flunks his math test. Well, you know, maybe Johnny was poor, you know, and so we can't hurt his self-esteem, so let's pass Johnny even though he flunked the test, and so on. So there's this total lack of responsibility, and apparently the American public is going along with this. But I would encourage your listeners not just to think of 9/11 in terms of what I just said, but go back to some of the articles that I did on newswithviews.com. And you'll see a series of articles, and two or three are about 9/11, but there's a whole series I did, about five or six of them, on Able Danger. Now, if you listen to Dr. Stan for any length of time, that will ring a bell in your mind, but you may immediately be asking yourself, oh, yeah, whatever happened to that? And I asked myself the same thing. Arlen Specter was going to hold these hearings. Boy, we were really getting to the crunch. Yes, sir, we were narrowing this sucker down. We were going to find out this, that, and the other, and it just drops off the radar screen. When you had, you'll see in my article things not only about the blind shake and so on, but you'll see how German intelligence started wondering, you know, in their diplomatic speak, why we would grant in May before 9/11 a visa to Mohammed Atta to come over here when they had been monitoring him specifically for terrorist activities, you know, Hamburg and Frankfurt. He was gathering chemicals to make bombs and so on, and they were passing this information on to us, and so the German intelligence said diplomatically, we wonder if the U.S. isn't deliberately granting Atta this visa so that they can continue to keep track of this guy. In other words, German intelligence is saying, yeah, we knew what was happening with this guy, and when he came over here, we would continue to monitor what he was up to. Now, what if that's true? The point is, Able Danger could have looked into and maybe found out a lot of that, but all of a sudden, it just drops off the radar screen. Also, what you're not being told in the American press are certain key people doing certain key things. For example, if you go onto the Washington Post website and you type in New World Order or Henry Kissinger, you won't see much recently. However, if you go to Turkish Press or Agence France Press, what you'll find is that Kissinger recently had a column. And in there, he's talking about a common Atlantic policy, a war of civilizations. We need to avoid a global catastrophe. And he says, quote, this is Kissinger, we now know that we face the imperative of building a new world order or potential global catastrophe. It cannot be done alone by either side of the Atlantic. Is that realization sufficient to regenerate a common purpose? So forth and so on. The point is, you'll find this stuff elsewhere, but you're not going to see it on ABC, CBS, and NBC. That here's Kissinger, a leading player, a front man, I think, for the power elite, and he's again resurrecting this term, the New World Order. And remember this common purpose he's talking about. It was George Bush, the first President Bush, who back in the 60s, in 1969, introduced a bill into Congress to have this Atlantic Union. You've heard about the North American Union. Everybody said, ooh, you know, Mexico, Canada, the U.S., we'll lose our sovereignty. George Herbert Walker Bush, in the 60s, introduced a bill to have the Atlantic Union, a federal government of both sides joined together. So this attitude of, you know, joining regional arrangements or transatlantic or whatever arrangements isn't something new. It's just that the press won't tell you about that. They won't tell you a lot about this North American Union. And they don't tell you that here's Kissinger, once again, common purpose, both sides of the Atlantic, war of civilizations, a catastrophe if you don't. And what is it for? Quote, the imperative of building a new world order.
And that's really what it's all about, a new world order and new world religion.
Absolutely.
Hold on, go ahead.
No, absolutely right, and I'm glad you usually say that, and that's important to point out. That it's not just political, economic, social. It is new world religion. There's a spiritual aspect, and I'll repeat it. Back in the 50s, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and Kissinger worked with them, said that they were to build a new world order. Used those terms back then. And he also said it would not just be political, economic, and social, but he said it would be spiritual as well. Now, just stop right there for a minute. Why would some, you know, political junkie like a young Kissinger in the 50s start talking about this spiritual thing? I mean, you know, okay, he's a geopolitical genius, supposedly, and, you know, really interested in the power players. So what's he getting into spirit? The point is, they know there has to be a spirituality, and so it'll be this new world religion.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Pain. It can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Talking about the New World Order, well, it was the 14th of September when Senator Gary Hart addressed an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations that was convened in New York City immediately after the September 11th. Convened in Washington, D.C. immediately after the 9/11 attack. So 3 days later, Gary Hart gets up. They have all the key people there, Lee Hamilton, the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, also a member of the CFR. All the CFR boys are there, and Gary Hart gets up and says, well, you know, the president may be able to use this incident to bring about what his father discussed only once, and that is the New World Order. We have the clip. It's contained in a video we have called The Day That Changed America Forever. It's put out by my friend Dave Wagner. An excellent video of what happened that morning, the day that changed the world forever. You can purchase that through our ministry. What's so significant about that is, if you read the transcript of that meeting, which is up on the CFR website, they totally deleted that statement. Why would they delete that statement? Somebody went in and took it out because, you know, we have the statement on video, but they've removed it from the transcript. And that is because they do not want you to know what this is really all about, what 9/11 was all about, what our war with Afghanistan and Iraq and our coming war with Iran is really all about. It's about the destruction of our sovereignty and creation of a world government. That's what the North American Union and the SPP and the Trans-American Highway or the NAFTA Highway are about. Everything is about the New World Order, of the unbridled immigration, of the failure to guard our borders, the entire effort to destroy the economy of this nation and transfer our wealth elsewhere, the New World Order and the New World Religion. If you'd like to buy that video, The Day That Changed the World Forever, we have it, and you can hear, you can watch Gary Hart make that statement and realize they deleted it. Somebody went in and deleted it. And so much of what's going on is deleted. The media is controlled in America. If you doubt that, we carry the book, The new media monopoly written by Professor Ben Bagdakian. There are five major corporations that control most of the radio stations. Fortunately, you have this radio station and a handful of others across America where you can still get the truth, but they're moving as rapidly as they can to silence all opposition. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a dictatorship. They are monitoring the telephone calls and emails and faxes and activities of every American. They're collecting dossiers on American citizens, but they've been doing it for years. It's simply now they want to legitimize what they've done. But you go up on the Internet and look up Echelon, and we actually carry a book called NSA Big Brother. I've written many years ago about Echelon, how NSA was monitoring everything the American people were doing and had their informants out here. But we can't let the American people know that. We can't let them know that this is a long-range plan and America's wealth and certainly our military power are being used to control the nations of the world. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters